Nora.
Welcome to Santa Rita, the happiest place in Texas, and your new happy place. We want to take the time to welcome you home and help you get settled in. Kick back, have a snack, and find out why over 6,000 people love living here on the ranch. But first, you probably want to know how we got here. Well, our story starts big as the great state of Texas itself. Get to know your neighbors. We're not talking about away from the garage door or passing hello. Our amenities and events are designed to foster meaningful, lifelong friendships at every age. Hey y'all, I'm DJ, your guide. I heard that disease-causing germs hide out in some really weird places. I'm gonna go take a look. We all need to protect ourselves from disease-causing germs, but they can be found all around us, even at home on things we use all the time. First step, figure out where they're hiding. Check it out. What's this? Let's see. It's white, has cool patterns. Maybe a blanket? Nope, it's a tissue. Ew! Sometimes we find ourselves in some not so fun situations we can't control. When situations you can't control arise, you can use a bold method to help you. Start by breathing deeply and slowly. Deep and slow breathing is the first step to managing problems, no matter how big or small. Breathing is the first thing you can do, no matter where you are, to gather your strength and think clearly. Calmly observe the situation and your reaction. You can observe your own thoughts, how your body's reacting, and how you're feeling when you face problems. Just observe and don't judge it. Just notice what's happening. Let's walk through the storybook at the Tidewater Children's Museum. Explore the pirate ship and castle, climb the beanstalk, and ride the safari train. Our story is getting bigger. Visit the Tidewater Children's Museum. They say it takes a village to raise a child. What if there were a virtual village where students, parents, teachers, and community partners could come together to benefit everyone? A place with inspiring challenges, purposeful volunteering, meaningful internships and employment, and invaluable scholarships. And what if everyone in the village were able to easily create, contribute to, and benefit from these opportunities? Opportunities that may even have a point value, so that students could actually earn rewards for doing cool things.